And Happy Day by Paul I.K. Dyra featuring Slam is how I choose to welcome you to today's edition of The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? And of course, happy public holidays to those that get to enjoy public holidays. Not people like us. You know, we are always on duty, always on the watch, always here to serve you the very best from this part of the world when it comes to talking for development. My name is Denise Dennis Waller, and to all our Muslim faithfuls, I would say happy Eid al-Maulud. How are you doing, by the way? How's your Monday been? It's a Monday, yeah, and it's a sunny, sunny Monday. So go do your laundry if you haven't done it. Yeah, it's sunny, and the chances are that your clothes will get dried immediately. All right, so what is on the menu for today as you and I share this ride from now up until 3 p.m.? We'll be talking about CCTV cameras and right to privacy issues this hour on The Sunny Side. Yes, indeed. I came across something on Twitter. As a matter of fact, a video courtesy of a CCTV camera. I'm going to talk about that briefly because it serves as the foundation for the conversation. Now, I know that there would be the temptation for you to want to discuss more about what happened in that footage, but I am pleading that we stay focused on the crux of the matter, which is centered around safety. As much as security cameras have their benefits to both individuals, families, and businesses, is it something we should all have installed? I mean, we all deserve and may desire a bit of privacy at some point. But if safety is of utmost priority to us, should we relinquish our rights to privacy? The question we'll try to answer is, would you be comfortable, would you feel comfortable about living in a surveillance society with CCTV cameras everywhere? Take your time. Think about it. Don't be in a hurry to answer. We are live on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there, watch us live, and of course, be a part of the conversation. Now, we'll go on a break. When we come back, I'll reel out the phone lines, and then I'll start taking calls and, of course, reading your WhatsApp messages. So I'm going to call the phone numbers when we get back. Remember that you can listen to us from any part of the world by downloading our mobile app from your App Store or your Google Play Store, the Nigeria Info mobile app, and go to location, select Port Harcourt, and listen to us live. You can also go to our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm, and listen from any part of the world. Once again, there's a Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, Nigeria Info. I'm Denise. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On The Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of The Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, welcome back to The Sunny Side. Now, let me start by saying this. In the past 2 decades, surveillance technology has seen an incredible level of what I'll call evolution. That's not only it's not only makes it far more advanced, but also affordable and available to everyone. Security cameras, for example, were not near as capable 20 years ago as they are today. However, such advancements come as a double-edged sword when considering both the benefits and the drawbacks, one of which will be privacy issues. As much as security cameras have their benefits to both individuals, families, and businesses, is it something we should all have installed? We all deserve and may desire a bit of privacy at some point. But if safety of lives and properties is of utmost priority to us as individuals, as businesses, and as a nation, or would I say as a society, should we relinquish our rights to that privacy? Now, I was going through something this morning, and I came across a tweet. He calls himself, wait a minute, let me confirm. There's a name he calls himself, something something doctor. Yeah, Dr. Something, Dr. Penking on Twitter. And he says, all workplaces must have CCTV cameras for cases like this. This is a nurse slapping a doctor first, and he retaliated. No one would have believed him. Now, the story goes that a Nigerian doctor shared CCTV footage showing the moment a nurse suddenly slapped a house officer. The house officer was seen seated while the nurse was standing right in front of him, venting her anger. From the video, it was obvious the nurse was trying to pass a strong message across to the house officer while he remained calm and continued with his work. The female nurse then slapped the house officer, and he retaliated immediately, slapping her twice. Now, people did not believe him initially. In fact, everybody that were witnesses to that incident denied that the nurse did anything to the doctor first. This doctor was about to be petitioned, was even at risk of losing his license up until they brought out the CCTV footage for that day. And they watched and observed that the lady actually hit him first. Now I repeat, everyone else denied. The doctor had said, this woman hit me first. Everyone around denied. So he was going to take the blame for hitting the lady. Up until the CCTV footage was brought forward and they watched and investigated and discovered that the person crying victim was the one who had hit the doctor first. And he only hit her in retaliation after he was hit first. Someone will say, oh, thank God for CCTV footage. Who knows the palaver this man would have gotten into. And like I said earlier, there is a temptation to want to talk more about where who hits who shouldn't have hit who, this and that and that and this. But then that hospital or clinic or health center had a CCTV camera. And thanks to the CCTV camera, the truth was brought to the fore. We have CCTV cameras installed in places like filling stations, supermarkets, offices, banking halls, you name it. As a matter of fact, some of the footages we had seen of some terrible road accidents on the internet were courtesy of security cameras or surveillance cameras, even on the road. Even on the road. Police people are able to catch traffic offenders courtesy of CCTV cameras. So, in other climes, these things are already being installed almost everywhere. Some time ago, I was having a conversation, I think it was on Let's Talk or on Chat Station, about CCTV cameras even installed in hotels. In the hotel rooms. In the hotel rooms. Unknown to the people that patronize those hotels. And then there was a report about how to detect whether or not your room in a hotel had a surveillance camera. So you were supposed to put out the lights and check for this and check for that. And there was an argument and there was a petition reaching against a particular hotel somewhere in Korea. And this is because some of the hotel workers had gone to retrieve CCTV footages from some of these hotels where they had what we will call some very sensitive footages. So you could have gone to that hotel with your girlfriend. If you could have gone to that hotel with your partner, maybe you guys are on vacation and you decide to do what adults do. Unknown to you that your hotel room has a camera installed. The back and forth argument on, yeah, what if there was a risk? What if someone had died in the hotel? At least the cameras will be able to detect what exactly happened in that room. But to what end? Privacy. Now we are asking the ultimate question on the Sunny Side this afternoon. Would you feel comfortable about living in a surveillance society with CCTV cameras everywhere? Everywhere you go to, there's a camera. Let me check. Is there a camera on me while I'm doing this? I need to be sure, you know. You're working, there are cameras on you. You go to school, there are cameras on you. You're partying, there are cameras on you. You're having fun, there are cameras on you. You're buying stuff, there are cameras on you. You're shopping, there are cameras on you. You're driving, there are cameras on you. You're seated in the church, anywhere you can possibly think of. Let's talk. 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0007 and the female caller line is 0817 923 0009. We have a WhatsApp and Telegram number as well. It is 0809 030 6416. Remember, we're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and on Facebook Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, leave a message for us and I will gladly read it. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Thank you, Jim. I just coming from India.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I like us to stop cameras in everywhere because what is going on in Nigeria now? We need to be a surveillance nation. Yes, we like it.
Okay. And at the expense of your privacy, would you like your life to be put out there? Someone out there is watching your every move. Everywhere you go to, people can see that, oh, you are at this place, you are at that place. Would you like that?
Yes, I don't have bad emotional emotions in my life. I can be anything.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry about the network. Very, very sorry about it. Remember, we're talking CCTV cameras and right to privacy issues. The numbers are the same. The lines are open. Do try to reach us. Nigerian phone, good afternoon. I'm so sorry, we lost that call as well. Let's see if this one goes through. Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook page, Nigeria Info. Ryan Smith on Facebook is asking, please, can I get the link to the set CCTV footage? Would that be possible now? I doubt it, but it's on Twitter. If you go to the person's account, sure, you'll be able to see it. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Good, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
I love that. You know, a few days ago, they came to me here, I was speaking with my wife and my new one. They took everything, you know. In fact, the thing that was with my wife's handbag was there. You know, they used a long stick to,
you know, your voice is very faint. I can barely hear you. Could you please speak up?
Me?
Yes, I can hear you, but I'd like for you to be more audible. Hello?
Yes, I said,
yeah.
They opened our window, our glass window.
Mm-hmm.
They used a long stick to take away my wife's handbag.
Okay.
You know, they took that handbag away. All the money, the bag, all the valuable things there,
CCTV cameras everywhere, not a problem at all. But then again, I hope you do know that there may be no limits as to what can be captured on camera. Okay, so a practical example, I am in this office now. Yes, I'm live, and the camera in front of me is not a CCTV camera anyway, but there's no limit to what it can capture. So you are in your house with your wife. With your wife. Think about it. With your wife. Public display of affection, whatever goes on under the sheets. Who knows the extent to which the camera will go? I don't know if you get what I'm saying. And then you're talking about your privacy as an individual. Mrs. Zion from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Our miss is a needed device. But there are certain profiled environments that CCTV are not allowed. Let's take a case study of your home. At least the master's bedroom does not need the CCTV. The wife's room does not need the CCTV. Where CCTV may be applicable or is applicable, the veranda, which is the passage, the kitchen, the parlor, and the front view and the back view. You can mount CCTV there. In our workplace, in our walkway, in the medical shops, pharmacy, every other place. But let's flip the story to this other side. If we keep mounting CCTVs everywhere, don't you think we are ending up raising up a gossiping nature?
Gossiping? I don't understand.
I'm telling you, this thing CCTV is just a gossip. They just want to see. After they see, what's next? And is it that cheap? They don't come back to service the CCTV? It doesn't come cheap. So why can't I use that money earmarked for CCTV to educate my society to avoid that which CCTV is needed?
Oh, I'm so sorry. The network is not being favorable to us. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Thank you. I went to a supermarket here in Port Harcourt. Did my shopping, came to the counter where I would pay my money. Now, after my items were checked, and I was told what I would pay, and then I gave the lady cash, and then I was waiting for my change while I was putting my goods, I mean, my items in my bag, I mean, the bag that they provided. So, and then I was waiting for my change. And she was looking at me expecting money. And I said, give me my change. She said, which change? Give me money. And I said, hello, I have seen you. She said, no, I have not. And then I was like, madam, give my children, let me leave. She said, give my money. And then she used some power words on me. So I sit to see the manager, and I asked if there is electricity camera around here. The manager said yes, and she pointed at it, and I said, please, I would like to see a playback. I have paid. She said, what happened? I said, I have paid for my product, and she said, I have not paid. And I don't know how to defend myself, except you get playback the CCTV. The woman said, okay, no problem. So we went. In fact, hello?
I'm here. I can hear you.
So they asked her to leave our counter, and both of us went to the place where they would view the CCTV.
Mm.
And then they start playing back, you know? And then she was watching, I was watching. And the security here, the security guy there who was watching too.
Mm.
And then she collected the money. She did not count the money. She didn't count the money. She just dumped it inside her safe or wherever they put their money into it. You know? Now, I was asked, what was the value? Like, how much was the domination? And I said, it was 1,000 naira. So they said, okay, how many pieces? And I said, how much is the change? I said, well, the goat is there. Go to your contact, check how much, and they give my children a leave. So I'm not here for whatever I want to do with her, discipline her, it's none of my business. So if not for that CCTV, maybe I would have paid again.
Mm.
So having CCTV where you want it to be, for me, I think it is good that you have CCTV, at least where you know that you have what to say. You know, like Mr. Zayo has said, there are places you should not be. But where you know you should be, I want CCTV to be there. For instance, no matter how small this supermarket is, there should be CCTV at that supermarket.
Okay.
There must be CCTV there. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your personal experience. Andy from Rumigbo, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Okay, I'm actually an IT engineer.
Okay, great.
And one of the services I render is surveillance installation, as a surveillance gadget installation.
Okay.
CCTV and all that.
Mm,
So, we've been in practice for some time. So, I can say I have a reasonable experience of the surveillance industry.
Feel free to share with us.
Now, okay. There's no gainsaying that the importance of CCTV and the like can never be overemphasized.
Mm.
In fact, I have seen situations where it's a life and death issue. I've actually seen situations where, okay, let me give you a very, this one happened last month.
Mm.
A client of mine, I did the installation last year, and last month she called and she was sobbing very early in the morning. And I told her what to do. It turned out that there was a fatal incident in the compound. Her nephew actually died in the compound.
Oh my God.
And so we're like, how do we do? Let's play back. When we played back, we found out that the boy ran out, went to the generator house and touched the generator house, and the generator electrocuted the small boy.
Oh no.
And so it was a very bitter experience for me, even capturing it for her. Very bitter. I wish there's something I could do to rewind it so that the boy will come back. But I can imagine if that was not captured, a lot of grammar would have come into place. A lot.
Hello, Andy, are you still there? Hello, Andy? Oh, no. Andy, are you there? I was expecting to hear a lot more, but I think the network. Andy, hello? Andy, if you can hear us, please, I'd like for you to call back. This story is not complete. We're going to share a whole lot more with us. But that was a sad experience, I must say. 0817 923 0002, 0817 923 0003. 0817 923 007, and the female caller line is 0817 923 0009. The WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809 030 6416. We're live on Twitter at Nigerian for PH and Facebook page Nigerian for 92.3 PH. Watch us live and be a part of the conversation. So Andy calls back. Hi Andy, welcome back.
Yeah, I'm back. I think network did us in.
Sorry about that. Go ahead, please.
A lot of stories would have come from that. There have been incidents where I do an installation in a hotel, and a few months later, a customer is coming that something, they robbed him in the room. Maybe came with a guest, the lady ran away, robbed him, drugged the person, and all that. So CCTV helped out. Now, talking about the privacy issue, privacy is also as important as the CCTV. So there are places, as an expert, I've gone to do installations, and the person will say, I don't even mind, put in my room, put in my room. And I always advise, in your room, and I will like ask, I'll ask what happens. I know it's your room, yes. So you can have direct access to the footage. But are there some intimate? So they say yes. I say no. I don't advise that. What we can advise is, let us put it to face your room.
Okay.
So that face the door of your room. Let's say capture the balcony directly opposite your room. Because irrespective of the fact that they have direct access, you can have it on passworded and all that. It is still not ideal, you know, information leakages could go out, and you never can tell where it was from. That's one. And again, think about what happened in the year 2000 when a certain Gresham West was going about from one hotel to the other, killing young girls. You remember that incident, ma'am?
Yeah, of course. We carry the story. Go ahead.
Yes, he succeeded in killing nine girls. Now, what aided his capture was the last girl that he killed, and they had CCTV, and they captured his face, and so his face was public. Before now, we didn't know what was happening. There is somebody killing girls. But we didn't know. Now, the last hotel had a CCTV, a functional CCTV. I must repeat, a functional CCTV. Because in this industry, a lot of people just want to have CCTV hanging there. It is not working. I can't name any customer, but that's what they see for this place. It doesn't work. Most times, the hard drive will be bad. You tell the customer, let's replace it. Finance is always on the essence. Now, it took 7-8 girls to die for us to catch that guy. Imagine for a second that the first hotel had a functional CCTV and we had caught that guy on camera. The remaining 8 girls that died would have been alive. It follows. So it is very important. I just came back from Akure, where we had to development because the Ondo State governor made it a law that all public places must have CCTV installed. So I also know that the River State government has also signed an executive order ensuring that all hotels in Port Harcourt and environs must have CCTV installed. So it is no longer something that we have to think about, should we or should we not. It is a matter of life and death. I've given instances where it actually happened and somebody died. And CCTV helped out. Whereas CCTV, let me just conclude. Whereas CCTV may not reverse what happened, but it serves as a deterrent, number one.
Okay.
Remember, if you get to a building and you see beware of dog. If a lion let the dog die 20 days ago, you may not go close to that gate.
Exactly.
Most times, if you see If you see a CCTV camera at the gate of a building, that deterrent alone, I have seen it solve a lot of problems. Then it actually helps the police to solve the real issues. There have been instances where customers will come to me and say, please, something happened now. Police want this thing installed. Please, rush and come and install it. Please, just come. And we'll be running kitty-kata, trying to install it. So why don't we do the right thing before the unexpected happens?
All
in
right.
This part of the world, we always like God to save us. Me, I'm also a Christian. God saves us. So. But the Hausa adage says, believe in God, but tie your camel. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Andy. That was quite enlightening, I must say. Chile Edwin on Facebook says, we cannot be asking for two things all the same time. And if we need security, we must be ready to make the necessary sacrifices, just like we used to quote the Sena climbs. And if the public is aware that there are cameras in certain areas, the crime rates will drastically reduce. And this is what we must encourage our governments to be doing for us, rather than buying guns and hillocks for the police. This one on WhatsApp says, CCTV cameras should be installed in public places, but in those public places, the CCTV camera shouldn't be installed in areas like the toilets and the hotel rooms. Nini, welcome and happy holidays. Thank you. Happy holidays too. I wouldn't be comfortable at all. My life will literally be a reality show. Nini, I cannot fart properly in my own way. Haba, me that like my space. There won't be secrets again now. Maybe I would prefer it in a public place. Chia Chia from Abuja. All right, Chia Chia. This other one says, good afternoon, Denise. This is a long read. And okay, I can do this. Okay. Good afternoon, Denise. Although CCTV cameras is a good one here in Nigeria because of the security challenges, but Denise, to me, it is nothing. Don't put your hopes on. In my working place, CCTV is everywhere, even in the restroom. What an insult to me. As the Bado Tech guy I am, I scrambled and sent virus to it using my phone. And all cameras goes blind up till now. They are still changing camera and I'm still sending the virus. It is just a couple of time and this hacking of camera will be rampant. So camera or no camera, theft, criminality and all sorts of bad things will go on. Whoa. Now that's interesting. So wait. You did not think about your colleagues. You thought about yourself only. Now, what you're doing is putting these other people who are unaware at risk. Your company is spending more money than they ordinarily would have replacing cameras. Don't feel bad if they're unable to pay salaries anymore because they're spending so much money trying to secure lives and properties in that place of work. But let me ask, what exactly does the camera do to you? Does it hamper your productivity? I'm just saying. Now, there's some persons that like to work in a space unsupervised. Don't see me when I'm working. I'm in an enclosed space now. I don't want anybody. I don't want any cameras on me. If I have an inkling whatsoever that someone somewhere can see me do something I'm doing, I'm not productive. That's it for some people. They like their space. Don't walk in on me. Knock before you come in. Don't observe me. If you've handed a file over to me, don't call me every time asking me half a. When I'm done, I will send my report. I'll send it back to you for review and all of that. But then this person takes up a job at a company, and this company has CCTV cameras installed almost everywhere. Are you that kind of person that would say you cannot work in that kind of space because you feel like their eyes on you, like, are they watching me? Are they seeing me? What else could it be? Are you planning to do something you shouldn't be doing in an office space at the office? And so it makes you uncomfortable that there are cameras on you? Now let's look at the parking lots, for instance. There are some places that have CCTV cameras around the parking lot. Are you comfortable with that? Is there something you shouldn't be doing in a public space or in a public place that you are doing? I hear a lot of things happening in some public spaces like parks and cinemas and restaurants and all of that. But let's say you're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything bad. You're not involved in crime. But you just like the idea of being out on a dinner date with your significant other and wanting to hug this person or wanting to exchange a kiss with this person and you have a camera on you. Oh well. Privacy is what we are talking about as it relates to surveillance cameras, CCTV cameras, closed circuit cameras, security cameras. They all mean the same thing. The numbers are still open. We'll go on the news break shortly, but when we come back, we are coming back to this conversation. I have a plethora of your WhatsApp messages, which I'm going to read, of course, and I'll still take your tweets and I'll still read your messages on Facebook. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon, Didi. For me, the advantages of CCTV cameras outweighs the disadvantages, for I can let go of my privacy to a limit for security. But what do Dave know? For it is what it is. Dave from Port Harcourt. We revisit this after the break. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info. It's still the sunny side. Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook page, Nigeria Info 90.3 PH.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the sunny side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. I am Denise Dennis Wallow and I hope you're having a great day. By the way, once again, happy holidays and happy Eid al-Milad to all the Muslim faithfuls. Now, we started a conversation in the previous hour and we intend to wrap things up for the next 15, 20 minutes. So just a recap for those of you that missed out. So in the past 2 decades, I had said that surveillance technology has seen an incredible level of evolution that not only makes it far more advanced, but also affordable and available to everyone. Security cameras, for example, were not near as capable 20 years ago as they are today. However, such advancements come as a double-edged sword when considering both the benefits and the drawbacks. It slices you here. It's on the other side. You know how the sword is. As much as security cameras have their benefits, I must say, a lot of benefits to both individuals, families, and businesses, is it something we should all have installed? We all deserve and may desire a bit of privacy, if not a lot, at some point. But if safety of lives and properties is of utmost priority to us, should we relinquish our rights to privacy? Would you feel comfortable about living in a surveillance society with CCTV cameras everywhere? Now, I did say there was a foundation to this conversation, something I came across this morning on Twitter. Dr. Penking, someone was asking, that's D-R at D-R-P-E-N-K-I-G, did put up a tweet saying all workplaces must have CCTVs for cases like this. This is a nurse slapping a doctor first and he retaliated, and no one would have believed him. So I did take my time to watch the video. And there's a story behind it, by the way. So the story goes, an Nigerian doctor shared a CCTV footage showing the moment a nurse suddenly slapped a house officer. The house officer was seen seated while the nurse was standing right in front of him, venting her anger. From the video, it was obvious the nurse was trying to pass a strong message across the house officer while he remained calm and continued with his work. The female nurse then slapped the house officer and he retaliated immediately, slapping her twice. Ironically, everyone that witnessed the incident did not mention that this woman had hit him first. As a matter of fact, they all denied that anything of that nature happened. This house officer or doctor was saying, no, yeah, maybe I was wrong for hitting this lady, but I didn't first hit her. She hit me first. And he was, you know, being interrogated, would have been penalized. He stood the risk of losing his license until they remembered, there's a CCTV camera here. Now let's go and get the footage. And they got the footage and they discovered that the guy was indeed telling the truth. We're not going to debate who hits who first, domestic violence, no. That's a conversation for another day. We probably would have it some other time, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after tomorrow. But the focus is on how the CCTV footage was able to prove this guy's innocence to an extent. But then again, as much as it has its advantages, what if it was something else that was captured by the camera? Something that will become a breach or an invasion of privacy on the part of anybody in that hospital. Think about it. We all want to be safe. We want our properties to be safe. We want to be able to apprehend criminals when they commit crimes. We want to be able to hold people accountable. And these cameras will indeed help. We want to be able to prove that something indeed happened in a particular way. These cameras will help. But to what end? At the expense of who and what? How comfortable would you feel comfortable about living in a surveillance society with CCTV cameras everywhere? 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416. I did take a couple of calls in the last hour. I can still take more calls now while I try to read through some of your WhatsApp messages. By the way, WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. And we're still live on Twitter and Facebook as well at NigerianInfoPH. NigerianInfo, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, dear brother.
Yeah, I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Today is my name.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is some issue. Can the government state or federal fund the CCTV camera proper? They can't do that. Even we are talking about our privacy, my dear sister, look, you can also keep it in your house, know how you control it. Because I think that is the best way to guide a state or a union territory when the insecurity is over. There is no need of paying for it. Buying AK-47, end of the day, they cannot even capture any one of the criminals, and we keep on spending security fund all the time. Is it not better to use this camera all the street? I think each of the rich people, there will be an AK camera in there. Street of Vision, they cannot come all these things. Just watch Street of Compact for 2 days. There is something like black cars everywhere because of driving by a diesel. Just a gallon of diesel. But they are busy sending their children and whatever abroad to school and paying billions of dollars to maintain their private jet and the business of them. So the challenge is
okay, so the question is, would you be comfortable? Are you bothered about your privacy? Do you like the fact that, to a large extent, if these cameras are everywhere, you may lose the right to privacy to some extent?
I guess it's a see. A lot of country on earth today does not consider their privacy more than their life. We are talking of human life, not about privacy. What is privacy you are hiding? Are you not watching a lot of things online? And those ones are not their privacy that they are saying to the world. So a lot of things is there. But if they can go ahead and say such a thing, okay, what about privacy? What is privacy you are talking about?
All right then. Thank you. Thank you so much. Niger Info. Oh dear. So yeah, I'm gonna go to some of the messages on Facebook. This one is from Ali Austin, and he says, that's the best society. Everything will be transparent. It would reduce crime to the bestest of all. Mike Sanders says, big yes. Reason is that it will curtail open crime of some sort. If the citizens are aware of CCTV in their area, it will create that fear of being caught in any crime like car theft, street robbery, lynching, gang rape, gang fighting. Cynthia Sunday says yes, but it can't happen in Nigeria. Olariwaju Oluwadami Lare Temidayo says, why not? Ekwado Charles says, is this even a question? Okay. I think Ekwado doesn't mind his life out there. And yeah, by the way, that CCTV expert says functional. So it's not just having them installed. Are they functional? Are they working? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, good day. Nigeria Info.
Good day to you too. Go ahead.
Yeah, the question is just for us. My name is Mr. Paul, Colin Franchoda.
Welcome, go ahead.
The question is yes. I would like to see camera to be almost everywhere in this country. The way the crime rate and our character, digital character, corruption are going. It's out of human sense to capture all of them. This device can do that for us to have rest. When look at the negative impact of peace, you can see it's minor. There's no device today that was invented for us to use and solve a problem that don't have a negative effect when you talk about your privacy. Then, if the privacy will not come in to bring the society, crying, what are we talking about privacy for? Than capture the crime rate and everybody will be free from crime. And we'll leave.
Okay. Now, someone says that if these criminals are aware that there are cameras, it will help minimize crime. Can I shock you? Don't you think if the criminals are aware that there are cameras in a particular place, they would rather work to go and damage the cameras and uninstall the cameras? Or retrieve the CCTV footages before the crime-fighting agencies or the security agencies will even get to the crime scene. That's another thing we should look at. Think about it. Let's take this call. Nigerian for a good afternoon.
Hello, Matthew. Good afternoon. How are
good
you?
Afternoon. I'm good. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
What I wanted to say is just what you are just hearing. See, CCTV is good, but I think these things are maybe done in hotels, in a business, to sell it on the road. They will get it off, they will spoil it, or they will even sell it to that and still resell it. So I'm saying, you want to put it on every post or every tool on the road, it's not workable. You cannot allow it to be. They will sell it and they will make money. But for say in the house, even in your room, they can control it. By the time look, I'm going out, I on it. If I am in the maybe I have a privacy, I can say let it off. You understand? People are controlling it. Oh, but for say CCTV is very good, very good.
Okay.
But not on the road, not on the street. People will rob. You can steal it. I say it again. That's not that one.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon, Double G plus W. Hope you're doing well. Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you. Hope you're doing well yourself. I prefer CCTV to be mounted in strategic locations. The advantages of CCTV are enormous. However, people's rights to privacy should be respected. Please, I have not received the money I won last Friday. This is Gospower from Onair. Gospower will be coming down. You receive it. Calm down. Calm down. I hope when you do receive it, you come back and tell us I have received it. Niger Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm
good afternoon.
I'm calling from Ahoda.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, in my own opinion, I welcome the idea of TV being installed everywhere.
Okay.
Because let me illustrate in this way. Let's assume it is installed in a particular house. And all the houses around that area have theirs also, the private one person.
Mm.
If a criminal attempts to damage one, the other one also will be able to capture his actions.
Okay.
So I am the opinion that the advantage that is gotten from installation of CCTV is more than the disadvantage.
Okay.
Therefore, it is a very good idea for this. This is how it happens in overseas countries, where they're able to catch a criminal. So I also believe that more enlightenment and more information should be given to people so that people should install it, even in their private houses, everywhere.
Okay.
Hey, there's nothing like secrecy. When if there's not that, like, then where is secrecy we are talking about?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you. Andrew Info. Oh, dear. Sorry, we lost that call. I was going to read a message. Hold on. Good afternoon, DDW. Since 9/1, how during the Senate investigative hearings, when FBI and CIA agents spoke about how lack of proper surveillance allowed the Al-Qaeda perpetrators sneaking in and out of the US and Europe, discussed their terrorizing plans freely in public places but in foreign language, I began to suspect the end of innocence in the society. Denise, I know we would be initially uncomfortable, but we would get used to it. I encourage CCTV be installed in all installable places and areas, in all places possible, except private office and toilets. But in schools, hospitals, and public business places, especially in government-owned and run facilities, it should be installed, but it must also be displayed clearly that CCTV is present in such places, so we know what we are doing when we enter that place. Text from Oyibo. Thank you. CCTV should be compulsory in all public places and should also be manned 24/7. Christian, send that in. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, quickly.
Good afternoon, Chidera on the line.
Chidera, go ahead.
Yes, CCTV, in my own opinion, is very, very nice. Very, very important to be mounted every congress. Here, I know by the idea of maybe in the hotel. For example, assuming I'm coming with my wife to maybe in a hotel and I want to spend maybe the night in the hotel. Maybe in the night, in the evening, I have an conjugal intimacy with my wife. Hey, is that probably. You know that some of them will be watching you through the CCTV. That's why not everywhere, especially hotels, rooms, and the toilet. They are not supposed to be maybe mounted there so that when you have maybe you come with your wife or you have one to have intimacy with your wife, the CCTV will not be capturing you.
Okay.
Not by the idea, but for all the corners of the country, every strategic places, it is for criminals and the these bandits.
Okay. All right,
that's
then. Thank you. Thank you so much. Someone on Facebook, Lawrence Uche, says, once privacy is apt, however, one, security is more important because it's when there's life that you talk about privacy. My opinion is that there's no point sourcing for privacy in a public environment. I believe hotel is a public place. Therefore, I suggest if you are in dire need of privacy, provide it in your closet, if possible, your house. CCTV should be encouraged in all public places. Let's forget or care less about privacy in public places. Thanks. Lawrence Ushie from Borikiri. All right, sir. So we are wrapping up the conversation now. I'm just going to read the final messages, and that will be all. Someone says there are no secrets, just what hasn't been revealed to anyone, everyone yet. All this noise is because people know the CCTV is there. Some places the cameras are there, you just don't know. If folks are shouting about this, what would they say if they hear that some regular looking reading eyeglasses people wear are actually recording cameras, or that some fashionable looking jewelry are actually security trackers for the safety of the wearer? And this one says, hi Denise, the star players in surveillance is legislation. Our lawmakers should put forward policies that will protect people with camera phones, especially from police and soldiers. There should be policies about use of automated teller machine cameras, etc. It's unfortunate that government had most ATMs that were located outside bank premises. BOB send that in. And finally, street cameras and workplace cameras, very good. It will reduce crime and injustice. Those guys at artillery traffic collect 9K from me because I have evidence of the injustice. They took advantage of me. Sorry about that. And that brings us to the end of the conversation. Do they have advantages? The answer is a big yes, talking about security cameras. What are these advantages? It helps to deter crime, monitor scenarios and activities. It's helping when it comes to gathering of evidences, helps you arrive at the right decisions, helps maintain records. But then again, it can be a costly affair for someone who wants to purchase them. There is also the problem of vulnerability. The truth is, these cameras cannot stop theft. They can only help when it comes to finding, or will I say catching, the perpetrators of this crime. And then there is the case of privacy, which is what we are talking about now. While these cameras can be watchful for threats, illegal behavior, or aggressive behavior, surveillance will also inevitably record everything in their vision. So, for example, dome cameras are commonly placed in offices and warehouses, schools, and they keep the perimeter secure. However, such surveillance inevitably records everyone ingoing and outgoing through these places. And then if it also has a facial recognition, what's it called now, installed, can have an extensive capability to focus on specific qualities when within their view. Is this something we want? Yes, we do. Is it something we're comfortable with as it concerns our privacy? Well, I'll leave that to you to answer. I'm Denise.